curtail vaccine development and availability. The move has alarmed public health experts. And NPR health correspondent Rob Stein joins us now to explain. Hi, Rob.
Hey there.
So I don't want to exaggerate here, but this sounds like a huge blow to the development of mRNA technology, right? Like, what exactly did the Trump administration announce here?
Yeah, it's a huge blow. The mRNA technology is what made the most commonly used COVID-19 vaccines available so fast. But Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, known as BARDA, is canceling a slew of federal contracts that were meant to develop mRNA technology to protect the country against respiratory viruses that could cause the next pandemic and other threats. Let's listen to a little of what Kennedy said in his video announcement.
After extensive review, BARDA has begun the process of terminating these 22 contracts, totaling just under $500 million.
And this comes after Kennedy had already canceled more than $700 million in contracts to develop an mRNA vaccine to protect against flu viruses that could cause the next outbreak, like, you know, the bird flu.
Yeah. Wait, so did he say why he's doing all this?
Well, you know, Kennedy has long questioned the safety of these vaccines, and he's also saying the effectiveness of the mRNA vaccines leaves something to be desired.
As the pandemic showed us, mRNA vaccines don't perform well against viruses that infect the upper respiratory tract.
And Kennedy goes much further, claiming the mRNA vaccines actually speed the evolution of the virus and can't keep up with new mutations.